From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. When the state of Alabama executed Joe Nathan James Jr. last month, it took 3 hours. Alabama Department of Corrections officials have said little about what caused the delay, other than that there was difficulty establishing an IV line for the lethal injection. The department has refused to release records related to the incident, and James's state autopsy won't be available for months. Critics are describing the execution as botched. Elizabeth Brunig is a staff writer for The Atlantic and covers capital punishment. Her recent reporting reveals what may have happened during that delay. She spoke with WBHM's Miranda Fulmore.
After Joe Nathan James Jr. was executed, you worked with medical professionals to perform an independent autopsy. What did that reveal?
He looked like he had suffered a lot of pain. The way that IVs work is, you know, you have a needle going through a catheter. The catheter is actually somewhat wider than the needle. So the reason it hurts to set an IV is because you're pushing the needle in like the tip of a spear and it's taking the catheter with it. But the catheter is sort of tearing the skin as it enters the skin. You imagine that taking place with both hands and then again on the wrists. And then you see evidence on both elbows. And then you see on one arm this evidence of a cut down. What that is when a medical professional, or in this case, an execution team, is having difficulty finding a vein, they just cut the skin open to attempt to locate a vein visually and then insert the needle and catheter.
And there was no lawyer or advocate in the room with James during his execution. Why is this important?
Joe Nathan James had no way of knowing that he was getting the botched option. You know, they don't tell you ahead of time, we're going to execute you, but we're going to do it wrong. So he probably wasn't thinking about the possibility of needing counsel for that kind of intervention. There are comparable events where the inmate has had counsel present. So Doyle Hamm, who was executed, or was, you know, attempted execution took place in, I think, 2018. This is a very similar story. An execution team spent hours trying to set an IV in his feet, legs, and groin because his veins were inaccessible above the waist. And they were unsuccessful. His attorney was present, was in a van outside, and was, you know, was pretty upset about that. That attempted execution was eventually called off, and Doyle Hamm was let go. And not out of prison, but let to go die of natural causes, which is what eventually happened. As for Joe Nathan James, you know, he had no way of accessing the courts. His attorney, Jim Ransom, told me if he had been present, he would have been calling the governor's office.
How does this compare to other executions you've covered or the history of executions?
The history of lethal injection is of trying to hide, essentially, how cruel and unusual it really is. This is subsequent to the electric chair. It was meant to be a more medicinal, more scientific, more painless, more bloodless, I think, specifically. It was meant to fix that problem. It hasn't, right? And I think Joe Nathan James is a good example of why it's not going to fix that problem. Because lethal injection imagines that in each case, you have a doctor who knows exactly what they're doing, sort of measuring doses and administering these medications correctly on like willing patients who are going to lie still and go quietly to their deaths. And the reality is that's just not what happens. You don't have highly trained physicians, if you have physicians at all. Sometimes you just have trained execution teams who just consist of corrections staff who have been taught to do executions. They have no other medical training whatsoever. And in that case, you're dealing with personnel who are less trained than the people who would put down your dog. And so that's what lethal injection has, in fact, come down to in America, is there are routinely botched executions. Dr. Zavot, who's mentioned in my article, said that cutdowns really aren't even performed anymore in medical settings. So I think that's a good indicator of just how far lethal injection is from the sort of medical scientific practice that seems to have been envisioned when it came about to take the place of the electric chair.
Elizabeth Brunig, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Elizabeth Brunig is a staff writer for The Atlantic. She spoke with WBHM's Miranda Fulmore. The Alabama Department of Corrections did not comment on Brunig's reporting.